iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iMoney Show here on iGlobal Radio. Today I'm joined by Mr. Yogesh Nagpal, who is the founder and CEO of Aegis Life. Now, Aegis Life Financial Services, established in 2018 with a mission to provide straightforward, honest and passionable advisory service focused on what's right for their clients in terms of insurance and financial planning. Of course, insurance is something that we all need to look at in life in one shape or form or another. Why do we need it? What's the purpose of it? And how can Aegis Life and Yogesh help us towards insurance and looking after our lifestyles and also looking after those who are dependent upon us as well? Yogesh, welcome to the program today and welcome to this broadcast.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for having me on the show.
Tell me a little about Aegis Life and your background, because as I mentioned in my introduction, Aegis Life was formed in 2018. Why start a company called Aegis Life Financial Services?
So the whole purpose of forming the company was we are an independent insurance brokerage. So we are whole of market. There's no sort of tie-ups to any particular company. The concept of the name Aegis means to provide protection to families and businesses. So whatever life throws at you, we want to make sure that there's a shield that protects you and the people and your loved ones that are reliant on you and your income. So regardless of what happens, you are safeguarded at all times. That's the whole reason why we formed the company. There is a lot of industry jargon. There is a lot of technical things that people and normal public do not understand about insurance products, about various things associated with insurance. And the whole purpose was to put it in nice and easy language, take the jargon away, speak to the clients on a one-on-one basis to make sure that the advice and recommendation is suited to their needs. So that's the whole reason of forming the company.
In this day and age, Yogesh, the whole spectrum of insurance, whether it be your vehicle insurance, your house insurance, building insurance, life insurance, there's lots of insurances that one can take up, but we never really know where to start. We never really have the right advice because through evolution, we've never really been taught how to think about insurance and perhaps insure for a rainy day, if I may say that.
That's correct. So the fundamental concept that one should follow is insurance is not for you. It's for people you love. It's for people who are dependent on you, as we say. When you're planning for insurance, you should kind of start, especially in terms of life protection and other sort of areas of protection that we're specifically talking about. We should always look at, when we start looking at options, where do we start? I always get asked this question, what do we cover? Where do we start? So a good sort of exercise would be to kind of list down the liabilities that you have. So effectively, do you have a mortgage, which is either it's in your own name or is it held jointly with a spouse? Are there any other loans or debts which need to be repaid in the event of your death? Do you have children? If so, what is the cost of upbringing these children? How long do you expect them to be financially dependent on you? Do you plan to send them to private school or state school? Because if there is a private school expenditure, that pretty much the calculation takes into account what is the cost, not just for whilst they are in school, but also for university costs as well. Do you expect to support them financially till there? Are there any other financial dependents? It might be parents, it might be any other people who have special needs or disabilities who might be relying on your income. So if you were to pass away or lose an income, what would happen with that? If you've got a portfolio of properties, if you've got asset base, is there any inheritance tax liability on the estate? So should you or both you and your spouse pass away and you wish to pass the assets to the next generation, is there any tax liability? So these are the things that in general, and also, are there any care needs? So a lot of people are living longer in the UK, as we know. And there is a very big need area for people, or the financial need for people, if or as and when they are taken into care homes. Do you have enough planning or financial liquidity to support those expenditures? All these things are just guidelines to start off when you start planning and looking at insurance products or solutions or need bases.
So we talk about why we need insurance and the purpose of it. But what happens in an instance when, apart from the obvious, when we don't cater for a rainy day and we don't have these provisions that you've just told us about?
If you have enough cash sitting in your account, or if you've got alternative sources of income, or if you've got parents who would support you financially, then these are the things. Apart from that, you're reliant on the state for an income. So if you can't earn a living, or if something happens to you, is the money that you're going to be receiving in benefits would be sufficient to support your day-to-day living and your family? And in most of the cases, the answer is no, because we are used to living on debt. Majority of the household will live on debt. Whether you buy a property or not, there'll still be rent to pay. There'll still be kids to support. There'll still be spouses to support. And in current circumstances, we've seen in the last 12 months, there's been a lot of job losses, which means there's only one member of family who's working and supporting the whole family. So these are the risks that you're taking. And the whole purpose of insurance is to mitigate those risks. Should something happen to the main breadwinner, how are you leaving your family in that situation?
You're listening to the iMoney Show here on iGlobal Radio. And we need to obviously make provisions for our loved ones, which is what I'm going to be talking to Yogesh about in just a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
So, Yogesh, I understand that we should be making provisions for our loved ones, which is something you've just explained to us really well a few moments ago, including our children. But how does one ensure that we don't get taxed on what we're insuring and what our earnings are? How do you go about advising people on that?
That's a fantastic question, Tony. And one thing I advise my clients whilst we are planning for their protection arrangements is, if you're taking any sort of life policies or critical illness policies, etc., make sure that those policies are in trusts. Whether you're taking out new cover or if you have existing policies in place, make sure that you take appropriate advice and put those policies in trust. Now, there are two advantages. What are trusts? Trusts are basically documents and provisions to ring fence the policy and the proceeds. So in case you pass away, there is no inheritance tax on the policy proceeds. More importantly, it avoids the need to obtain a probate. So if somebody passes away and the policy is in trust, the money is paid much quicker in the right hands. And that's what you want to leave for your family. If you're talking about insurance, if you're thinking about, you know, arranging policies for your to safeguard your family, you want to make sure that should something happen to you and you're no longer around, the right people get the money at the right time. There's no point getting the money in a year, 2 years time. You know, we've seen that the courts, there's so much delay and backlog to obtain probates, especially since the last year. This pretty much avoids everything. And in terms of tax, as you asked, it ring fences the policy from any inheritance tax as well. So the entire proceeds are paid to the ones that you're leaving it for. And even if there is no inheritance tax payable, an inheritance tax is to the tune of 40%. Even if it's a policy left for your spouse or your family, there may or may not be inheritance tax on the estate. But if you just want to leave something for your family, right, even by putting the policy into trust, ring fences from that 40% tax charge.
Is that a complicated process about making sure that you're making provisions for your loved ones and they don't get taxed? Is it a complicated process?
In contrary, it's quite simple. It's very, very easy. It's just going that one step forward to making sure that when you're taking the policy, make sure all the documentation is in place. Make sure that you take professional advice and make sure it's suitable and tailored to your individual requirements. Who do you want this money to go to? Who do you want these monies to be benefiting from? So once you speak to a professional advisor or take professional advice, it's actually quite straightforward to put these forms. Most of the insurance company, if it's a standard trust document or a standard trust arrangement that you wish to have, most of the insurance companies will provide you free of cost. So there's no additional charge or cost to have these arrangements in place. But if the personal individual circumstances are very complicated, you can take professional advice from, you know, a bespoke trust provider. So that could be a bit complicated depending on individual circumstances. But just by having life policies and having them into trust is a pretty straightforward process.
We're talking to Yogesh Nagpal, who's the director at Aegis Life, which is all about personal protection, business protection, general insurance, and commercial insurance as well. And if I was to fall ill, what will happen to my income?
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
So, Yogesh, let us assume that I fall ill and I just happen to be the main breadwinner in the family. Obviously, that means that there'll be no income coming in. What are the complications surrounding that and the pitfalls? And is there anything we can do to protect ourselves?
That's another good question, Tony. There are appropriate insurance policies available to safeguard this, to make provisions for this. So, should you not be able to do your job, what you're doing, and earn an income, you can have a policy in place. It's called income protection insurance, which will keep providing you a monthly income, a percentage of your salary, what you were earning, till the time you go back to work. Or if you're medically retired, then effectively it will give you a monthly amount till the time you choose your expected retirement age. What that does is, in most families, as we've seen, the main breadwinner, if there's one main breadwinner, everything depends on that income. And it's very, very important to protect that income. Should you not be able to go out there, perform your job, perform your occupation, if you're bedridden for any reason, then at least there is a monthly income coming in place, which will pay your bills, pay your mortgages, support your family. So more often than not, we've seen that in terms of advertising, or there's a lot of marketing going around death only or life insurance as a general protection product. Whether you go to comparison sites, whether you go to television adverts, everything focuses around death. Everything focuses around life insurance. But it's very easily forgotten that it's actually the income that is the foundation and cornerstone for all families. And we've seen in the last year what could happen. The COVID situation has taught us that, you know, if people lose their income, what sort of impact would that create in their lifestyles? It's effectively like a furlough, but in the event of you not being able to perform your occupation in the event of illness. So that's where it pays you a percentage of your monthly salary on an ongoing basis.
We're talking to Yogesh Nagpal from Aegis Life Insurance Services, and we're talking about safeguarding yourselves for the future and making sure that you're insured in every way possible. So we've just spoken about what happens if we happen to lose our income status and what will happen to us if we fall ill. Now, what happens if I'm running a business and I'm self-employed? And we're talking to Yogesh in just a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Yogesh, so I find myself self-employed, or I'm running a business and have been running a successful business for a long time. And is there anything that's available to protect me, my income, my family, and indeed my business by taking out a form of an insurance policy?
Yes, there are various options available for businesses, because in the UK itself, there are over 8 million small businesses that are operating, and over 5 million of them are actually reliant on less than five key individuals. So there might be a small business. It could be a husband and wife outfit. It could be you running a business under a limited company. You might be contracting. You might be employing a lot of people. So when you're insuring and when you're running a business, it's not just the business itself, but there are people associated with the businesses who are also reliant on the business to continue operation so that their incomes and their salaries are paid as well. So when you're insuring a business, a fall of a business in there, in the event that, you know, the director passes away or the director can't perform the occupation, in most cases, there are a lot of implications to a lot of people who are associated with this business as well. So there could be personal guarantees provided to banks where the business has taken out loans. There could be issues with continuity of the business. So if there are two shareholders and one of them passes away, what would happen to the ongoing continuity of the business? The skill and expertise and the market knowledge and the relationship that, you know, these small businesses build, and it's so vitally important to the running of the economy. If somebody is running a small business, HMRC does allow small businesses or micro entities to have life insurance policy and income protection policy to be taken through the business as an allowable business expense in most cases. So in terms of small businesses, yes, there are bespoke sort of policies available for small businesses, which are tax efficient and which provide that safety and safety net to the owner's family, their kids, and their income as well.
So we talk about in the event of one losing one's income through business, if I'm self-employed. But what happens as far as the business itself is concerned? What provisions can I make for the business itself to make sure that my business, my premises, my building, and my contents of the business that I'm running is also insured as well? What about that particular aspect?
So there are commercial insurances policies available which cover, you know, if you've got stock in place, if you've got the basic thing is liability, both public liability and your liability as an employer. So if you've got staff members, that's a legal requirement for you to have. If you've got computers, electronic equipment in there, you can insure those as well. Most importantly now, when we've seen in the last 12 months, it's business interruption. So if there is a pandemic or if there is any difficulties of the building that you're operating from catches fire, or if there is flood, or if there is interruption or disruptions, how do you insure against those events? So when you're talking to an insurance company, or if you go through a broker and intermediary, make sure that you disclose all your requirements, all your circumstances, and they can then advise you on the most appropriate policy for your business needs, so that should the worst happen, then at least you've got a contingency in place.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Yogesh, what are the points that we should be considering before buying insurance? And also, what are the things that we should be considering? Because when I want to take up insurance, there's lots of different aspects of insurance that we've spoken about in this very broadcast today, in this program. What should I be considering before buying insurance?
Primarily, if you look at the protection insurance side of things, there are four main categories that you can look at. So mainly is safeguarding your income, which we spoke about. If you can't perform your income, it provides you with a monthly sort of ongoing revenue. In the event of illness, so if one is diagnosed with a critical illness, like heart attack, like cancer or stroke, what would happen are there any needs or are there any liabilities which can be paid with the policy? In the event of death and the event of getting medical attention privately. So although NHS is there, a lot of people are finding that the treatment and the delays that are caused by the backlog can be avoided by having a private medical policy. So these are the four areas broadly that you can get insurance for. But when you are applying for a policy, one thing I tell all my clients is be completely honest and transparent about any sort of health disclosures that you may have. So if you have taken treatment for any medical condition, if you have had any surgeries, whether you're a smoker, non-smoker, people generally consume tobacco as well, eat various products which could impact the insurance premium. If you've got family medical history, as we've seen, especially with Indian or Asian families, a lot of parents suffer from hereditary conditions like diabetes, like heart conditions and stroke. Make sure you disclose everything on the application form. Now, that's where the advice comes in, and you should take professional advice, because cheapest is not always best. Every insurance company has got its own stance and underwriting criteria and on who they will accept as a client, who they won't. Just because one insurance company has not accepted you or declined you because of your medical condition doesn't mean that all others will follow suit. So that's where a specialist can help you to say, okay, based on your circumstances, based on your health history, you know, this is the right insurance company and provider for you. That is very, very important because it eliminates the risk of non-disclosure. So in the event something happens to you and no longer there, your loved ones are looked after. Don't cut corners there at all. Make sure you're absolutely honest and transparent. You know, one thing I wanted to clarify is there is no time limit in making a claim. People do get panicked that, okay, how soon can I make a claim? Or if I leave it for 6 to 12 months, will the insurance company pay out or not? And I would like to highlight that there is no time limit when you can make a claim. So don't be rushed, don't be panicked in there. Make sure you've got the death certificate in place, the original policy documents. When the insurance company asks you to fill up the form, you've got these information to hand, which makes the whole process quite easy.
Thank you for listening to the iMoney Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Yogesh Nagpal, you are the director at Aegis Life Financial Services Limited. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us today here on the iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. If people should want to get in touch with you and find out more about what we've spoken about today in this particular program, how do people get in touch with you?
So people can send us an email or, you know, visit our website, give us a call. The email address is yogesh@aegislife.co.uk, and the website is www.aegislife.co.uk, where all our contact details are there. So if there's any help that people need with any aspect of their protection planning, we're more than happy to help.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.